Welcome to the Chaos Network.
Now you're all in big, big trouble.
Unforgettable. That's what you are.
Pure bullshit.
What you really need is to be smashed in the head 30 or 40 times with a golf club.
And if you want comedy, there is always Sarah Palin. God bless. She is wonderful. Sarah is a self-opening pinata. Alcoholics are God's rodeo clowns. We're the ones doing the stupid shit nobody else will do.
Bullshit is everywhere. Bullshit is rampant. Parents are full of shit. Teachers are full of shit. Clergymen are full of shit. And law enforcement people are full of shit.
Sometimes you just feel tired.
Yeah, so last week I did say I'd do a Saturday and a Sunday show, or a Friday and a Saturday show. I think it was Saturday and Sunday. Shit just went crazy on Sunday. I couldn't quite get one done. So we'll do one today and probably a 4th of July show. I'm doing three this week. I'm doing Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So if you do listen and you do like, which there are a few of you, like a couple hundred, I'm shocked. I'm like, whoa. People want to listen to my therapy session, which kind of makes me laugh, because imagine if we got to listen on everybody's therapy sessions. You all get to listen. This is my therapy session. Just like if I could sit in on like Courtney Stodden's therapy session, that, well, hang on. Let's woo, back that up. I don't want to know. She'd be talking about like bubblegum, fake clothes. I mean, if she did it naked, that would be a different story. I mean, Courtney Stodden's like Fox News. It's best if you mute both. Except I don't want to see the Fox News people naked. Maybe 2, 3, 5 people, maybe. They do have some hot girls on there, I guess I will say. But her, that'd be really, I mean, I would rather listen to her by Braille than I would anything. Let me just kind of read you by Braille, sweetheart, and that'll be okay. That would be all right. Naked Braille. That'd be okay. Which I don't know what my fixation is with her, because I, like, you ask anybody who knows me, and it's all about Charlize Theron. Oh, goodness gracious. I read her by whatever. It doesn't matter. I wouldn't care. If she had a chastity belt on, I would find my way through that with petrified wood. If you know what I'm saying. But if we could listen to them, like, I don't know, there'd just be some people, like, if I could, you know, Tom Cruise has got to have a hell of a therapy session talking about Scientology and I don't know really what else. He'd probably be doing cartwheels all across the room like he did on I think it was on Oprah or something like that. I don't know. But if you could listen in and just get into the deepest, darkest depths of people's minds, one, it would be scary, and two, it would be scary and funny, and boy, you could really screw with people. So you guys find me on the street, you know how to screw with me. One, just be, you know, throw as many big people my way, and that will ruin me. Have an old person just do anything. I was walking out of the movie theater, and everybody already know. Hang on. I'll tell you what. Let's time out real quick. We'll do housekeeping. I'm just going to knock this out real quick.
Housekeeping?
No, thank you. Sleeping.
Housekeeping?
Come back in an hour.
Housekeeping, you want towels?
More towels. Need sleepy.
Housekeeping, you want me for a pillow?
Please go away. Let me sleep for the love of God.
All right, so the Facebook page, it's just chaos_radio or chaos radio. That's where it is. Some people are jumping on here and there. Or the Twitter handle, chaos_radio, or you can find me at @FNChaos. Check out Hollywood. Hollywood's been doing great on Sports Our Way. The guy's been killing it. He's I don't know. It's not like he's ever done a bad job or anything, but it shows lately. It just seemed like they're much better over the past couple weeks than they were the past couple months before that. He just seems, you know, I don't know, maybe there's just better topics or whatever, but find him at SOW Hollywood. And then, you know, you can always find XXX Nicole Aniston XXX if you want to, too. She's a good follow because, again, she's kind of, yeah, naked, hot. Okay, that's all I'm saying. So anyway, what did I see? Oh, Ted 2, which, it was an art movie. I mean, it was. I mean, mindless, funny, you know, don't have to think about it all that much. And it's all right. You know, whatever. Maybe wrong, that's all, you know. But still pretty funny. And actually, like the week before, Jaws was in the theater. And we went to go check that out. Like the original Jaws was in there for like a Sunday and a Wednesday night. And I'm like, oh, we got to do that. And it was so cool to see in the theater. I mean, there was a bunch of kids. Parents were bringing kids in there. And it was funny to see because as the kids are watching the movie, Roy Schrider, Captain Brody, is filling out his police report. And his police report has, as he's doing it with a typewriter. And I know the kids are sitting thinking, what the hell is that? What is this thing that they're showing? What is this antiquated old thing? Okay. But it was funny to see. But anyway, so we're walking out of the movie back to where this all started from. Again, I'll go everywhere. And there's no transitional material. And seriously, there was, I mean, I'm guessing she was 70 years old. And I'm walking across, you know, you walk out of the theater, you're kind of walking across the main drive area into the parking lot. And I'm just kind of cruising with Jen, my girlfriend. And this lady, seriously, she was so close to hitting me that as she was driving by, it didn't stop. I hit her window and just kind of yelled, why are you so old? I didn't cuss her out. Like, I thought about this because I saw her come and I'm like, this chick's not going to stop. And of course, then I saw, you know, the gray beehive hairdo. And I'm like, there's no way she's going to stop. And she's going to come real close to hitting me because I'm not going to stop either. Because if she hits me, you know, I'm going to just jump up on her hood so that way it doesn't totally ruin me. So I hit her window, I yell at, and she just kept cruising, like just totally kept going. And I'm thinking, you know, I hit her window fairly hard, not crazy hard, but hard enough, we'll say. And I'm thinking, that's got to be part of her normal drive because she just kept going. So, like, she's got to be just used to hitting things. I mean, there was dings all over the car. She's just got to be used to hitting things to the point to where, oh, yeah, there's another thing. I just ran over a kid, or I just hit another stop sign, or I just killed, you know, my significant other, or whatever that looks like. Just kept on going. And I just, yeah, why are you so old? And like, because I didn't want to cuss her out. I didn't, like, I held onto that inside because I would like to say it's because there was kids around, but that doesn't really faze me too much, and I really didn't have the foresight on that. I just knew that there was no way that she was going to stop. And CNN had a report. Hollywood sent this to me because for other reasons, that there's a lady who was 103 years old. Where is she? I forget what state she's in. And she's like she was getting in a car still driving. Of course, look, she's not driving a smart car. She's not driving a Geo Metro. She's not driving anything like that. It truly is like an Oldsmobile. I mean, the front of her car is as big as my Jeep, I would say. And that's just the front. So you have the front, you have the front seat, the back seat, blah, blah, blah. And then you have the trunk that's as long as the front. So she's driving a tank at 103 years old. She is going to kill somebody. There is no way. Somebody please tell me. There is no way that after, I don't know, let's just say 65. We'll just say 65 when Social Security really kicks in. I know it does at 62, but it kicks it even more. We'll say 65. That's a good round number. That every year, or at least every 2 years, there should be some sort of driving test. Now kudos to her for kudos. I don't think I've used that expression since the 80s. Holy crap. All right, I'm going to say it one more time. Kudos to her for getting out there and still, you know, 103 years old. I mean, she's looking, traveling, and acting like she's 80. Which, hey, awesome, good for you. That's great that you're out there and you're not, I don't know, drooling on yourself. I mean, that's definitely, that's a bonus. That's for sure. Don't get me wrong. So hey, but at some point, the DMV, the BMV, whatever state you're in, and whatever it's called, it seems like every 2 years, at least at 65 years old, there's got to be a road test. There's got to be that, and not roadhead, because that would be disgusting. That would be, oh god, that would. I just threw up in my mouth a little bit. Hang on, let me wash that down. That's gross. So, because people are gonna die. I mean, they're just flat out gonna die. And the other caveat to that is have to drive a compact car. Have to. Like, you can no longer at the age of 65 be allowed to drive the Battle Axe tank because you're gonna hurt somebody. You got to drive a compact car, and it's okay if it's a four door. It's okay, but that thing has still got to be a compact, like legit compact, not like. You know, it used to be the parking spots they had listed, compact here, compact here, compact here, and you'd see, you know, the Oldsmobile that she drove in one of those. Not going to happen. Got to be a compact car. Absolutely has to be. So there's a report that came out. Of course, I'm going to transition from old to kind of scary to me. Like, scary, legit scary. See, another CNN report. I think Wood's all over CNN. I don't know if he sent this one or if I found this one or where. Maybe I heard this one on the Herd and just looked it up. So last show I talked about obesity. There's actually 67 million people that are obese and 65 million people that are just overweight. 180,000 deaths a year are associated with sugary drinks, mainly sodas. So think about that. 108, like, people are worried about shark attacks, right? And there's been, I think, 7 off North Carolina or South Carolina. I forget where it's been. Which reminds me, Shark Week starts here in a couple days. But anyway, so there's been all this. But so think of how scared people are of sharks because of the low amount of attacks there have been. And look, it's freaky. Don't get me wrong. I have an uncle who was on a paddleboard out in Southern California. And on his paddleboard, he was standing up and he was, you know, getting his workout in or out or past the break. And he just sees this kind of big rush of water coming towards him. And he sees a fin. And he sees that fin just kind of go down. And he sees like the biggest shark he's ever seen swim under his paddleboard. I would wonder, like, in that case, if he wasn't standing up, if he was, you know, paddling, arms and legs out, if he would have been attacked because he would have looked like a seal. Instead, he was standing. So how he was, I mean, seriously, how low was he? But we're worried about the shark attacks, but 180,000 deaths are associated with sugary drinks. Granted, you know, like, I looked into it, I'm like, well, all right, so sugary drinks was one thing. But the people who are obese and diabetes and all that are already there. But that is also the main trigger of the sugary drinks. Like, and again, you know, I'm driving and I'm looking in my rearview mirror, and this girl had a 44-ounce Coke and was shoving donuts in her mouth and washing them down with Coke. No bullshit. Like, you think that's the stereotype? That was like, of course, she, you know, I couldn't tell how big she was, but it looked like she had 7 chins. So I'm saying she wasn't 105 pounds. It was crazy. But, you know, for those of you who drink Coke, and look, I used to, I totally did for a while. It seemed like it was coffee in the morning. The rest of the day, it was Coke throughout the day. And that was it. So it was I was dehydrated as hell. And then I finally started working out. It's crazy that so many people drink so much Coke, and it's so bad for you. I mean, you can always do that old test. Just take a steak, which take a cheap steak because no one wants to do this to a nice, good steak, and put it in a bowl and then just pour, Coke on it and just kind of lather in Coke and see how long it takes before it starts to eat away at it. It's insane. Insane. The thing that sucks about drinking water all the time, though, which, you know, do now, is I miss taste. I do miss taste. So occasionally I'll sneak in a Gatorade, apple juice, you know, stuff like that. But I know you're dying to know what I drink all the time. So, but, yeah, 180,000. I found that to be holy shit. So we talk about this, like, throughout our thread, you know, Gov, myself, Snowflake, and Hollywood. You know, millennials, right? So there was a poll taken, not just unborn, but there was a poll taken in 2014, and it was said that in this poll, people said that cell phones were more important to them than sex. I fell out of my chair. And you probably fell out of your chair, too. Please just sit down on the ground for a minute. If you just fell out of your chair, just stay there for a second. No reason not to just stay there. Because you got to digest that. I'm going to read the stat to you one more time. In 2014, a poll went out, which just sounds dirty when I say it like that. But anyway, where people said cell phones were more important to them than sex. Breathe in. Breathe out. Okay. So that's crazy. Now, look, I get it. I get how important cell phones are because, like, it's a broad statement. Your cell phone, you know, smartphones. It's not that when people got up every morning, let's just say in the 80s, we'll say, you know, the thing that they did first, grab their coffee, grab their newspaper. That's what they did. Well, you know, now, you know, they still might grab their coffee. Grab their cell phone. You know why? Because it's got their newspaper on their cell phone. I have an LA Times app on my phone. So, you know, I get my news there, my CBS Sports, ESPN. So it's not like I need it to make a phone call or I need it to, I need it to text my boys or, you know, do that. Sometimes, honestly, you know, sometimes I leave my phone next to me and that's where I put, like, show topic ideas or things to talk about in the notes section. So yeah, I'll grab it and I'll throw it there. I woke up in the middle of the night a few times to make sure I logged that idea so I didn't lose that idea. So it's to have it to say it's more important than sex. You know what? I mean, yeah, you can go to mobile Pornhub and take a look at things and rub one out if you need to, or, you know, flick a clip if you need to, whatever. You know, but it's not. There is no way. I mean, yeah, no wonder, like, 50% of marriages are ending in divorce. Second marriages, 75% of them are ending in divorce because the cell phone is more important. Look, it's the relationship that can be the most selfish one in the world. Whatever app you want to download, you can have there, and anytime you want to touch it, you're good to go. It's going to open up for you. There's a lot of girls that are, you know, you touch them and always open up for you. I get it. I get the cell phone, but no way. And another part of this is that in 2013, 1 in 5 people ages 18 to 34 have used their phone during sex. This one to me, like you read that or you hear that, you're thinking, oh my God, that's crazy. But that's not crazy to me because, there's a video feature on your phone. So I'm surprised the number's that low because if you're having sex, sometimes you want to throw that video feature on, you know, just to capture the moment and maybe relive it later. That's all. So, you know, it's, who doesn't, we take selfies all the time. Why not just throw on and capture the moment and enjoy that? There's nothing wrong there. So that one, if you look at it through that perspective, that number seems a little low. If you look at it like, oh, they grabbed their phone to text somebody, the other one, it must have been horrible sex. There's no way. If you have good sex and your thought is, oh, I need to grab my phone to text my BFF, like, I grab my phone, take a video, and send it to the boys, maybe. I don't know. Something along those lines. But not to say, oh, hey, guys, guess what I'm doing right now. That means it's not good sex.
I'm ridiculous, right?
God. I tell you, that's my new pickup line. New book, pickup line. Trust me with it. Hey, how you doing? My name's Chris. Yeah, nice to meet you. And you should do me a favor. And usually, you know, if you start with, I need you to do me a favor, people are more apt to listen, and they're more apt to do that. Hey, you know, can you do me a favor? Can you let me cut this line as of just cutting this line? Hey, can you do me a favor? Just trust me with your pussy. Right? Probably won't work at all, but it's different. It's different. It's definitely different. I'm just saying. Just different. And I was at the gym the other day, and I usually go to like this boot camp thing. It works out. Like, my gut's gone down a lot. As a matter of fact, it's pretty minimal now, which, you know, because I was drinking so much Coke and coffee before, it wasn't great. And I was looking, there's like, you know, the girls are great about it. I mean, their treadmill, Stairmaster, my girlfriend's awesome, but there's some girls that are on there, great bodies, but what are you going to do about your face? You know, like, I'm lucky where I'm at. And great, beautiful, all that stuff. Some girls, may have some killer bodies. I mean, you just look and you're like, oh my God, you are like Frankenstein's monster from the neck up. There is no amount of workout that's going to help you with that. You know, you got rid of your chins. That's awesome. You know, what are you going to, rough. I was like, rough. I mean, what are you going to do? Good luck to you. All right. Well, that's really all the stuff I have to share so far for today. But Saturday morning, pretty sure 4th of July show. Yeah, be up bright and early. We'll get that rolling out too. So, you know, thanks for listening. With all that being said, you know, I'm shocked at how many of you do check it out. Thanks for all the feedback. With that, yo, I'm out.
And during the few moments that we have left, we want to talk right down to earth in a language that everybody here can easily understand.
The cult of personality.